This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone numbers, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. Don't forget Klaus Financial, their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And online at klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Joined this week in studio by C.J. Klaus and Kyle Kite. How you guys doing this morning?
Wonderful. How are you?
Doing real well. Kyle, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Sean. How about yourself?
Doing fantastic. A nice short week with the holiday, and I think another one's coming up next week. So I think we're all in great spirits this morning. That is for sure. Don't forget, as I mentioned, the website, klausfinancial.com. A lot of great information, by the way, about Klaus Financial on the site. You can learn about their divisions, whether you are looking for your personal planning or if maybe you're a business owner thinking 401ks. I know a lot of people are at this time of year are thinking about those type of things as well. Just get to klausfinancial.com. You also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, a great weekly snapshot of what's going on in the market. Don't forget as well, Klaus Financial's telephone number, the office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Give them a call now. The number, 442-5637. Today, we're going to be talking about 2018 and Social Security, some of the changes. But before we get to that conversation, let's talk about the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, something we do each and every week right here on Money in Motion. Your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week got a $25 gift card for the Olive Garden. We'll tell you how you can win a little bit later on in the program. But before we get rolling with that, let's look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and find out what last week's Klaus Quiz question was, as well as answer to the previous week's question.
Yeah, absolutely. And as always, we'd like to thank you guys for listening if you're a regular listener. So the question last week was, according to a Fidelity Research poll in 2017, how much will it likely cost a 65-year-old couple retiring in health care costs over a 20-year span? And the answer was, for a 65-year-old couple, they're going to need an estimated $275,000 to cover their health care costs.
Perfect. Thank you. And that's of course, we'll have another Klaus Quiz Question of the Week coming up a little bit later on in this week's program. Let's get started on this week's show. And CJ, let's talk a little bit about what we want to highlight on this morning's program.
Yeah. So today we are focusing on planning for vacations in retirement.
Where's Malia right now?
Exactly. So, you know, this is more of a touchy-feely subject than people are used to hearing from us. We're typically talking about Social Security and, you know, maximum contributions to 401ks, so on and so forth. But this is a really interesting topic because here in America, we tend to live to work instead of working to live. And subtle differences, but it's pretty profound. And so, we're going to be talking a little bit about taking vacation, especially as you age, because our bodies can't handle the constant ongoing stress. And so making sure that you're evaluating vacations. So, yeah, vacations are important. A recent study by Project Time Off, supported by the American Travel Association, suggests that Americans are just finally starting to trend in a more positive direction when it comes to taking vacation days. So between the years 1976 and 2000, Americans took an average of 20 days of vacation, which has generally been actually trending down to 16.2 days per year until 2016. And then in 2016, we finally saw the trend slightly increase to 16.8 days. So right now, the average American is taking approximately 16.8 days per year of vacation. Now, as a country, in the year 2016, 662 million vacation days were left on the table. 4 million days more than in 2015. And the rise in the unused vacation days can mostly be attributed to employees earning more time off. But anyway, 54% of all Americans leave vacation days on the table.
Oh, and we're going to talk a little bit about why Americans don't take their vacation days. Of course, our friends from Kloss Financial joining us this morning, CJ Kloss, as well as Kyle Kite. Misspoke earlier, this week's prize for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is a fantastic prize, as always. It's a $25 gift card for Chipotle, but again, just keep listening very closely to the program. The answer to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week comes up during each week's show. Again, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss, our number's 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Of course, Kloss Financial, their telephone number, 442-5637. I will tell you this. This is the last fiscal year. If I look right now in my online portal to check my vacation days available, it will tell you
zero.
Hey. Which is exactly my goal each and every week for this week, to look back and say you're at zero. But not everybody does that. And there's a variety of reasons why they don't do that. Why would people leave those days, especially if it's use it or lose it type days, which most of them are.
Right. Well, I guess two things. On the one hand, I'm an American. I'm kind of prideful of our American society, even though sometimes it's upside down. And so I do just appreciate kind of American ingenuity and like the American dream and the reality that you can work your butt off and create opportunity for your family and a better life. And so I want to kind of disclaim this whole topic of vacation to say, I appreciate what people are trying to do, but it's kind of interesting because you start looking at what are the reasons that people, 54% of Americans, are leaving vacation days on the table. Why is that? Well, the number one reason is fear of returning to a mountain of work.
What?
I actually feel this sometimes, by the way. I go on vacation and I'm like, and this is not good, but I'm answering emails and my wife is saying, you got to cut it off. And she's absolutely right, by the way. I do have to cut it off. But it's the fear of like, oh, but I don't want to have to respond to these emails when I get back into the office. The second reason was followed by the feeling that no one else can do the work that you do. So this notion of nobody's as valuable as me. By the way, we all have to get over that because we're all replaceable.
Yes, right? We are.
It's funny how the world continues to go around when we're not there. And then the third was the notion that taking time off is harder as you advance in a company. So thinking of like climbing the corporate ladder. Well, gosh, I can't take all my vacations if I'm now a VP. And then finally, the last reason people don't take vacation or all their vacation is the cost of a vacation. Mm. So this would be like self-employed people when they're out of the office, they're not earning money. And so they just feel like I can't take a vacation because I wouldn't be earning. People, you'll hear self-employed people say it's a double whammy. Mm. It's the double whammy of I'm not only not earning income, but I'm spending money. Right. So it can self-employed people have to be really careful. They can literally work themselves into the grave.
He is CJ Kloss. We are joined also by Kyle Kite this morning. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone number is here at the station, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Kyle and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. CJ Kloss and Kyle Kite joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget the website, klossfinancial.com. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number coming up in the next segments. We'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, again, it's a $25 gift card for Chipotle, which sounds like a vacation. That's for sure. Speaking of vacations, we are talking just that this morning on Money in Motion, and CJ was explaining in the last segment a little bit about the reasons why a lot of us do not take vacations, and there are a myriad of reasons why people choose not to, or in some cases they simply can't. Let's talk about then how, as an American worker, you can change that and actually start taking, especially those earned vacation days. Let's talk about some of the benefits as well. And they're a little more broad than I think a lot of us realize. Vacations, they're good for you, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, some of the best ways to take advantage of this and make sure that you use them, Sean, is just by simply planning it out. say, you know, we're getting to the beginning of the year, so this is a perfect time. People are getting together with family usually and whatnot, and you guys can kind of decide on, hey, where do we want to go? I know my parents were just talking about this last week, that next year we want to take a vacation. So put something on the calendar, you know, whatever it is, even if it's like, okay, we're going to go away here in June. Well, that gives you 6 months to plan where you want to go and also save up for it, which is one of the drawbacks that CJ was just talking about before. So get it on the calendar and plan it, because the majority of people that put the vacations on the calendar, they actually take all their time off. So if you have 3 weeks, pick three different trips that you want to do. And for some people, it's just staycations, but at least get it on the calendar so that you know you can do that kind of stuff. Because again, the people that plan that are also more happy when they are at work, because they know that we have this goal coming up, whatever it is. And, you know, if you're in April and your trip's in May, in April, you're like, okay, I'm only a month away from my trip, and that'll give me a chance to relax and recharge and everything like that. So the benefits of planning are, you know, extend beyond just the day spent away from the office. So planners are happier than non-planners in every category measured. So they report that they're very or extremely happy with relationships, health, well-being, company, and their job. So again, just kind of gives you that time to recharge and, you know, take stock of everything and things like that. And then obviously increase professional happiness as well.
So to Kyle's point here, you know, the practical application of this is what Kyle does, what I do is at the beginning of every single year, I sit down with my spouse and not only do some really basic goals planning, by the way, I know some people do like 25 page goals. That's not what I'm talking about here. Some basic goals in different categories around kids and education and health and maybe spiritual things like that. But additionally, it's vacation, it's time off. And it is amazing because if you're strategic, take, you know, 1 day, 2 days to sit down with your spouse to plan this out and just say, okay, we'll go here in February, we'll go here in June, and we'll go here in the fall, right? And then for the holidays, we're going to be here. It's amazing because the calendar and life just takes over, doesn't it, right? So life takes over your bad plans, and life takes over your good plans. And so if you've planned those vacations, it just takes over and eventually you just get to that date and you're on vacation, right? And you go, how did it happen? Well, we planned it in January and now we're just doing it. So my big encouragement, kind of the takeaway here is, as Kyle's saying, plan, but do it at the beginning of the year and then just let life take over, because it will. We're busy. We have things to do. We have work. We have all of that. And if you don't plan it at some point throughout the year and just stop and say, here's what I'm going to do, you'll find yourself getting to fall with 3 weeks of vacation still in your bucket and having no ability to actually, you know, schedule all of that and get it on the calendar.
What about too, just spending time for people, you know, we talk about retirement and that's, you know, that's kind of your biggest, longest vacation, spending time with your spouse, understanding of, you know, when you're going to work each day, you're apart for a significant amount of time. Your lifestyle is different. It kind of almost a dry run for, here's going to be retirement. We're going to be spending a lot of time together. We better get to know each other and understand what we really want. A kind of a dry run, a short and dry run for retirement.
I want Kyle to chime in on this in a minute, because we will both attest. It's very interesting when people retire and suddenly are crashed back together in the house, right? Number one, they're not used to being in the house as much as they are now. Number two, they're not used to being around each other besides in the evenings, right? And suddenly all of the habits that you've just been able to overlook, right? You can't overlook anymore, because now you're waking up in the morning and you're watching your spouse make the bed and you're going, no, I don't like the way you make the bed. It's just, I mean, this sounds ridiculous, but, you know, I'm sure there's some people that can call in and go, yeah, that was us. So really this crashing back in together when you retire is not a great strategy. So yes, take some time off. And let me also say this, Kyle hit planning. Not only planning for the vacations, but also just planning for retirement financially. Many times people are work because they don't know if they can afford to retire, right? And they don't take their vacation days because they go, I can't afford to. So we would argue sitting down with a retirement planner, doesn't have to be us, right? Sitting down with a retirement planner to say, when can I retire? You will notice instantaneously once you've done that you go, oh, okay. Now I know when I can retire. Now I feel like I can take a little time off in the meantime, right? Between now and when you do retire, now you feel this kind of this breath of fresh air, this freedom and flexibility to take some time off.
CJ Kloss, yeah. And Kyle Kite joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Telephone number 442-5637, website klossfinancial.com. Sorry about that, Kyle. What did you want to add there?
No, that's fine. It's another thing to talk about, like we do, you know, obviously getting back together with your spouse and all that kind of stuff. But these vacations are also a great time to check out some possible retirement locations. So many people say that they want to, you know, snowbird here, snowbird there. They've been planning on retiring to Florida for all these years. Well, go to Florida for a week and see if it's something you really like, or maybe it's Arizona, or we have a lot of people now that are going eastern Tennessee and the Carolinas and stuff like that. So use those vacations to check out some places like that that you think you might enjoy in retirement.
Great tip there. Kyle Kite and CJ Kloss joining us from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, we got time for you. If you've got a question for our retirement planning professionals, our number's here at station 321. 1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online. That's klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, the number 442-5637. Hold on to that number as well. Coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Kloss quiz question of the week. And we'll also talk about some of the health and some of the other issues that can come up if you're not taking vacations and cause a lot of stress in your life. We'll talk about that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Kyle Kite and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget the website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Of course, the website, klossfinancial.com. The telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking vacation this week on Money in Motion. And of course, a lot of people, I had some holiday time off, and maybe you're taking a little bit more over this upcoming weekend for the new year. Let's talk about people who don't take vacation at work. And I think a lot of people think, I get more done. I'm, you know, more productive. Studies show that's maybe not actually not maybe it shows that's not necessarily the case at all. Correct?
Yeah, you're exactly right, Sean. So as it turns out, you know, so many people, this is mental, that if I go on vacation, it makes me look bad to my employer, things like that. And, you know, while you may believe that sacrificing the vacation time will get you ahead, there, you as an employee are actually less likely than non-forfeiters to have been promoted within the last year. And you're also less likely to have received a raise or a bonus in the last 3 years. And that's not only do you not get a raise, but you've also passed up on paid time off, essentially, because you haven't used all your vacation time in the last few years. So again, it's just something very, very important to take a look at and use it. It's there. And like CJ said, we as Americans tend to give all this back and work, you know, pride ourselves on hard work and things like that. But it is your time, and it's time for you to use. So people that, and also if you do, you know, forfeit days, you report more problems at work. So you're significantly more stressed with work than those who do not forfeit days. So again, this just goes back to that. Sometimes when you get out of the office, you go on those vacations, you get recharged a little bit, and then you're a little more energetic when you get back to work, as opposed to just getting, you know, ground down throughout the year of going to work every day. So
the economist in me is going to jump in here now that we've talked about all the touchy-feely vacation stuff. So here in America, we do have a problem with the American dream has created a wonderful picture that I think has clearly been realized by a lot of people in America, but it's also created unhealthy physical habits in people where they don't take vacation time. They feel stressed. They have a negative outlook on life. You know, they build a lot of money and a lot of wealth, and then they die. Right? How great is that? But in Europe, they have the opposite problem. And I don't mean to speak ill of Europeans, but in the European Union countries in general, if you look at their financial issues, it's actually that they don't work enough. They take too many vacation days and they value flexibility too much, to the extent that actually a lot of those countries can't support their pension systems or health insurance programs, things like that. So there is a balance.
Exactly. Sorry.
Greece, Italy, yeah. Portugal, just to name a few. Yeah. Exactly right, Sean.
Sorry, I just had a little tickle in my throat there. CJ Kloss and Kyle Kite joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget the website, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number because it's now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Chipotle. This week's Kloss Quiz question of the week is this. How many days of vacation did the average American take in 2017? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Chipotle. Don't forget the number again, 442-5637. That is the number for Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, the number 442-5637. CJ, Kyle, you guys have a fantastic week. Have a happy new year, and we'll do it all again in 2018.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean. Have a good one.
Take care, guys. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investicorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.